welcoming everyone to today's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's essential topic is going to be focusing on 10 social media actions each of us as concerned climate advocates can take right now to support a price on carbon in this budget reconciliation process. You can see again a link to the slides. And for those that are just tuning in, I'll put a link again in the chat where you can follow along with us. That way you can click on any links. You don't have to take too crazy of notes. But we're so glad that you've joined us tonight and are along for our training. Our speaker tonight is the wonderful Ashley Hunt Martorano. Ashley started with CCL in 2012 when she co-founded the Long Island, New York chapter after Superstorm Sandy and started working for CCL in 2015 as the events and marketing manager, and now focuses solely on being CCL's excellent marketing and brand manager, primarily working on and across CCL's social media accounts, including but not limited to Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and TikTok. So, with that, if we've done our job well in the next hour together, you're going to have the chance to learn about why we're taking action on this momentous occasion with budget reconciliation, specifically on social media. We'll have the chance to understand how we can take strategic actions across these platforms. And we're actually going to pause, like we were saying earlier, and take 10 of those recommended actions together tonight. So with that, our agenda is really straightforward. We're going to do a quick review, a framing of why we're taking action now. I think everyone on the line already knows, but in case you don't, then we're going to talk through Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. Again, pausing between each of these for a couple of the recommendations. So with that, though, I'll pass it to Ashley while starting a poll for tonight. And we are just so happy to have all of you on the line. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks everyone for joining tonight. I just want to start off to find out who's on the line, who my audience is, so I can try and speak to where you all are on social media. Thanks, folks, for answering those questions. So now I just wanted to throw up on the screen all the different platforms that CCL is on. And so we're going to go through a bunch of different actions tonight on all of these platforms. And so one of the actions, even if we're not going to go over it, should be that you follow CCL on each of these platforms. So those are our handles there. I am going to warn you, I'm a fast talker, plus I live in New York, plus we got a lot of actions to get to tonight. So here's my recommendation, because I know this is going to be fast paced. It's going to be energetic. I hope we're all ready to act. I'm excited about this presentation. I've been excited about it all day. Madeline's excited about it. Everyone at CCL is excited about it because we're going to do some important actions today. So if you feel like things are going too fast and you can't keep up and get all this stuff done in the amount of time we're going to give you to do those things, don't stress. Brett will make this recording available on Community, and you can go back and you can replay the recording, and then you can pause during the breaks and you can do the action, and then you can, you know, skip ahead to the next part where you maybe fell behind a little bit. So don't stress out, please. We're just trying to give everyone inspiration about what to do on social media. And the reason we're doing that is a lot of us have already emailed our members of Congress, called our members of Congress, called and emailed the president. So now we're like, what else should I do now? And that's what we're doing tonight. Like, what are the next important actions we can be taking to help with passing a carbon price in budget reconciliation? So we are going to start off just a little bit with a background on budget reconciliation. Tony Cerna, our strategy director, gave a great presentation recently during this time slot a couple weeks ago. I recommend watching that recording if you need more context or want to know more about the budget reconciliation process and why carbon pricing is in that. So with Congress taking up climate legislation in the budget reconciliation portion of Biden's Build Back Better initiative, CCL has shifted our primary efforts to supporting getting a price on carbon into budget reconciliation. It's a bit different from what we've advocated for in the past, the standalone bill, the Energy Innovation Act. But the good news is that the Senate is actively considering including a price on carbon and budget reconciliation. We've seen it in the New York Times, we've seen it in Bloomberg, Yahoo Finance, all over Twitter, with lots of senators tweeting, this will help ensure that we hit 50% reduction, emission reductions by 2030 and put ourselves on a path to net zero by 2050. So what is budget reconciliation? It's a process that allows specific budget-related legislation to pass the bypass the filibuster so it can pass with just 51 votes in the Senate. And the reason that's important right now is because we've got 50 Democrats, and then if there's a tie, Vice President Harris can break the tie at 51. So the filibuster is a rule in the U.S. Senate that in its current stage effectively requires 60 votes to pass legislation. The filibuster was not part of the U.S. Constitution, little civics lesson here, but it has been in place since 1806, and its usage has expanded greatly since the 1970s. There's much talk of potentially modifying or eliminating the filibuster, but for now, it's the system the Senate operates under. So how often can it be used? It generally can be used budget reconciliation once per fiscal year. The fiscal year ends today. So the new fiscal year starts tomorrow. So in March of 2021, Congress used reconciliation to pass the American Rescue Plan as part of the 2021 fiscal year ending today. And so they can use budget reconciliation again starting October 1st. And that will count towards the budget resolution for the 2022 fiscal year. Okay, so what can be included in a budget reconciliation bill? The Senate procedural rules called the Byrd rule after Senator Byrd from West Virginia, which is where I'm from. He has passed away and since been replaced by Senator Manchin. So that rule is about what can be included in a reconciliation bill. So the Byrd rule excludes extraneous items. And that means anything that does not produce a change in outlays or revenue. So it's something having to do with tax or spending. So it also excludes changes to Social Security and anything that would increase the deficit beyond 10 years. Okay, so that's what can be included. Would a carbon fee and dividend fit within that framework that we just talked about? So it depends on the details, but the short answer is that the key provisions of a carbon fee and dividend could be part of a budget reconciliation process. They may not look exactly like the bill text of the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act, but the carbon fee, the dividend, and the border adjustment could all be included. And those are kind of like our three legs of the stool that we want. And so that is good news for us if we want to try and pass this policy in this year. So we are going to quickly transition with that little bit of background over to actions that we're going to take. So we are going to be talking about, first of all, let me start off with some context. So during this period of where we're trying to get this carbon pricing policy included in budget reconciliation, our job on social media is to keep a steady drumbeat of support for carbon pricing. And that includes building support among Congress and your friends and family. So the reconciliation process has been long and like a roller coaster. Is it in? Is it not in? Yes, it's in, but now somebody said something and now we're stressed about it. So ups and downs, some loops, hills, but staying active helps our cause. It helps us feel better, right? Action is the antidote to despair is the quote that Mark always likes to use. So we want to talk about actions we can take on social media. So social media is a tool that we can use for grassroots outreach and lobbying members of Congress and other advocacy efforts. It's another way to connect with others, just like sending emails, making phone calls, lobbying in person, attending tabling events, etc. In other words, any good advocacy strategy won't only be just being active and vocal on social media, but it'll be part of your plan. And like I said at the top, we've all done all the other actions, right? Like tonight, those of you on this call are like the most dedicated CCL volunteers. So chances are you've already emailed everybody. You've already called everybody. You might've even asked your friends and family to email and call everybody, your senators, your representatives, the president. So now we need to think about other ways to help continue to build support. As I've covered in many trainings before, members of Congress are active on most platforms, and on Twitter and Instagram specifically, There are ways that we as constituents can tag our members of Congress, meaning connect them to that post we're making or that tweet. And their staffers will get a notification. They'll see, it's basically like them receiving an email or a phone call. They'll get a notification that somebody tagged their boss and they'll pay attention to that. They'll tally that up and what they're gonna, you know, share with their boss about what constituents are saying. Now, I'm not asking everyone to feel obligated to do all of the actions tonight. Maybe you're not on a platform and you don't want to be for personal reasons, and that's fine. I'm going to present a menu from which you can get new ideas to try out in your own social media advocacy, and I'm going to recommend what you can pass on to maybe volunteers in your chapter or friends and family and help get more activation just all over the country so we can continue to build support for this. So Twitter actions. Twitter is a great way to reach out directly to members of Congress and offices of the president directly. We're going to have some suggestions for how you can join the conversation that's happening about carbon pricing on Twitter. And we're going to update all of this in a document, and Brett will continue to update community with new tweets. So make sure you come back and check every week or every 2 weeks for updates, because we'll keep giving you new actions to take after tonight. You should find your member of Congress's Twitter handle and tag them in various tweets. You should identify yourself as a constituent or resident of your town in your state. That's really important, because something we've heard from member of Congress's staff is they can't always tell who constituents are. So sometimes they disregard some of their notifications and tags on social media. So you definitely want to identify yourself as somebody that's in their district. Keep it short and sweet. Use hashtags, and I listed a couple hashtags there. And then when it's relevant, tag Citizens Climate in your tweets, and then maybe Steve or Flannery, who run our Twitter account, will retweet you. They love to retweet volunteers and chapter accounts. Okay, so the first Twitter action we're gonna take tonight is there is a tweet that is from 9/26. This is actually a thread, meaning that CCO wrote three different tweets on this article. It's a Yahoo Finance article. And this Twitter thread, they're kind of grouped together. So what we're gonna do is in a moment, so I'm gonna give you the instructions on the first slide of each action. And then when we get to the second slide of each action, then we'll play some music while you all take those actions. So in a few seconds, you're gonna go to the link and we'll share that in the chat. And you're going to like the tweets, and then you can also retweet the tweet, or you can reply to the tweet with a comment. And then finally, we're going to ask you to share the tweet, either a retweet or to also do what's called a quote tweet, which is where you retweet it, but you share your own commentary in a quote tweet. Okay. So you also might want to look up your senator's handle if you feel like you want to tag them in one of your tweets. And so you can do these actions on your computer or on your phone, whatever is easiest for you. I'm gonna give you 2 minutes with some music. And if you have any questions during this time, put them in the chat and I'll try to answer them, or Brett might help out too if we get a lot of questions. Now, if you're not on Twitter, we do have two more Twitter actions tonight. We have three Twitter actions, which is the most of all the platforms, because Twitter is really helpful for lobbying Congress. I'd recommend if you don't have a Twitter yet and you are open to it, then maybe you use this first amount of time to create a Twitter account. You can go to twitter.com and create an account and make a profile. And then maybe you can take part in the next two actions and you'll just skip this action and you can do it later. Or if you rather create a Twitter account later with some help, we've got trainings on community that can help you get started. They're really short, 5-10 minute long trainings that go over how to set up a Twitter profile and all of that. So you can access that and do that after the training's over. Okay, so I put some, Brett's gonna put some examples up on the screen of a quote tweet and an example reply. And obviously I wanna recommend you all customize for your personal voice and your location and your senator's names. Also thinking about whether your senators are Republicans or Democrats is important. And so I'm gonna be quiet for a moment while we all take these actions. Okay, so we're gonna go on to the next action. So I'm going to go over the action again, give instructions, and then we'll pause for time for that. Okay. So we have this tweet from yesterday from Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who is amazing. He's quote tweeting Senator Cory Booker. That means that he's sharing Cory Booker's tweet, but adding his own commentary. And Cory Booker, FYI, just last week signed on to White House's SAFE Act, his carbon pricing bill. So we have a new senator in support of carbon pricing. So we're going to go to this link in just a moment, the cclusa.org/Twitter2. And you're going to like this tweet by clicking that little heart. And then you can reply to the tweet by the clicking on the little speech bubble. You can see where it says 27 beside the speech bubble. So you click on that and you'll reply and say, you know, thank you for speaking out for carbon pricing or something. I have an example on the next slide that we'll go over in a second. And then you can share the tweet, which is the one that's by the little arrows that are pointing at each other and says 304. So that's sharing the tweet. And you can either just retweet it, that's sharing, or you can also, when it pops up, it says, do you want to just retweet it or do you want to do a quote tweet where you include your own thoughts on that tweet. And again, if you want, you can look up your senator's handles and tag them in any of the options here. Okay, so we're gonna take 2 minutes. I'm gonna give you time to do these actions. We're gonna play more music. If you have any questions, put them in the chat. And here are the examples for like what you could say as a reply tweet and what you could say as a quote tweet. And so I'm gonna be quiet for a moment while we all take these actions. Okay, great.
So we're gonna go on to our last Twitter action, and then we're gonna swap over to Facebook. So for any of you that are excited, we're almost finished with Twitter. Okay, so this is a fun new account on Twitter, the Office of Presidential Correspondence. So they are new to Twitter and they have a direct line to the president. Their entire job is basically responding to constituent correspondence and making sure the president knows what constituents are saying. As they say on their account bio, they are the eyes and ears of the American people within the White House. We've been told by our political consultant, BPI, that helps us with some media efforts, that contacting this Twitter account will be helpful to make our case to President Biden that we want carbon pricing in the budget reconciliation. So what we're gonna ask you to do is, first of all, follow this account. So this morning when I took this screenshot, there was 5,130 followers. So for an official presidential Twitter account, it's not got a ton of followers yet because they're new to Twitter just in August. So we're gonna ask you to write a tweet with maybe a photo of something that's important to you. If you've got access to a photo on your computer or phone that you can think of real quick, maybe it's a local park, a pond or a beach or a forest that you like to hike in. Maybe it's pictures of your kids or grandkids or a pet. So we're gonna take 2 minutes and we're gonna give you a chance to follow this account. And then we're going to ask you to compose a tweet that tells the president's office why you want carbon pricing included in budget reconciliation. And I have an example on this next slide. So here's an example of my tweet. Hi, at Dear POTUS 46. I took this pic while scuba diving in Hawaii and want climate change solved so my niece Cameron can take her kids and grandkids diving to see these creatures in the future. Please hashtag make polluters pay with a hashtag price on carbon in budget reconciliation. And then I included a picture of the sea turtle that I took in Hawaii.
And so I'm going to be quiet for a moment while we all take these actions.
Fun. So we are going to now transition over to Facebook. Facebook is a great way to broadly reach our networks of friends. So with Twitter, we were kind of focusing on members of Congress and tagging elected officials in our tweets. And on Facebook, it's less effective to try and lobby Congress. It's more effective to try and use your and activate your grassroots network, okay? So your friends and family and coworkers and whoever on Facebook that you are connected to. So it's a great way to reach our networks. So we're gonna have some suggestions on how to join the conversation on Facebook. And again, we're gonna keep updating on community so you can check back next week for more actions if you've done all of the Facebook actions that we're going over tonight. Okay, so some tips for Facebook. You want to speak from the heart and include why you're personally volunteering for CCL. And maybe, like, I wrote an example and I was like, I've been doing this for like 9 years, y'all. Like, this is important to me. This is our moment. Like, we can really get this done. 9 years of work for me, like 14 years of work for CCL. Like, this is our moment. Share a short, quick, easy calls to action with friends and family. You want to tell them, like, I know it seems like it might be a lot to ask, but it's actually really fast to do. And it actually has an impact. Putting that, those two things, that it's quick and that it has an impact. There's scientific research that shows when you say those two things, when you're asking people to take action, they're more likely to take action. And then my next last point is, when you're asking people to do something, if you include a link to a news article that maybe talks about budget reconciliation and carbon pricing, or maybe a link to CCL's website that talks about the policy, or a photo or a video, maybe of your inspiration, your kids and grandkids and places you love to go to in nature. When you include that in your post, it also might motivate people to take action. Okay, so we're gonna go over the Facebook actions. Again, I'm gonna go over the instructions and then we'll give you time to do the action. You can do this from your desktop or your phone if you have the Facebook app on your phone. So we're going to ask you, we're going to put in the chat the link to this action, and you're going to click on the link. It's going to take you to a CCL post from Monday that's about the New York Times article from Friday, where it talked about carbon pricing and budget reconciliation. There were some great quotes, especially from Senator Ron Wyden. So what we're gonna ask you to do is click the link, and then we're gonna ask you to like the post, and you can either like it with a thumbs up, or you can even heart it with a little heart on Facebook. And then we're gonna ask you to comment on the post, and it can just be like, love this, great job, so exciting. It can be something short and sweet. It can be a question if you wanna engage in a discussion or a conversation. And then we're gonna ask, after you like the post and you make a comment on the post, we're gonna ask that you share the post with your own, with your network, with your own commentary. And we're asking that you consider putting a call to action in that, like, hey friends, please go to cclusa.org/white-house and email the president and email your senators that you want this to happen.
And so I'm gonna be quiet for a moment while we all take these actions.
So we're gonna just go right ahead to number five. And so this is a little bit different than maybe what you might've been expecting, but we're gonna use Facebook Messenger. So here's something fun I learned about today on Facebook. You can look up where your friends live. So if you wanna find all of the people you're friends with on Facebook that live in an important state for budget reconciliation, which would be states like Arizona or West Virginia, or other states that are really important are Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Nevada, because Senator Brown, Senator Casey, and Senator Cortez Masto are all Senate Finance Committee members. And so they're all people in charge of the budget reconciliation process. So we really want to get people in Arizona, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Nevada to get their senators on board with this. So I want you to go to facebook.com, and then in the little search bar in the upper corner, I want you to put in friends in Arizona or friends in West Virginia or friends in Pennsylvania, and then hit search. And what that's gonna do is it's gonna come up with all your friends that live in that state. And then you could send those friends a direct message through Facebook. Now, if you don't wanna use Facebook Messenger, you could always text them. If you know of a friend that lives in one of those states, you could text them instead. But this is using Facebook Messenger because, again, Facebook is great for grassroots outreach and asking our networks. And so we're going to use Facebook to do this directly to a friend instead of just sharing it out there in the world and hoping people pay attention or see it. You're going to directly ask a friend. And what you can do in the future is set a goal for yourself. You can say, like, maybe I want to ask one friend a day in one of those important states. And so every day I'm going to go on Facebook Messenger and I'm going to find one friend that lives in one of those states and I'm going to ask them to take action. Or maybe you set a goal that's like 25 friends over the next 2 weeks or something like that, and you just kind of go down the list. So we're going to ask you to reach out to those friends and say, hey, this thing's happening. I need you to email your senator. Here's the easy to use, fast, impactful website you can use to email your senator with all the instructions, with an auto-generated email You don't have to really think to do it. If you think this is important like I do, please help me take action. I put an example on the screen. I'm going to copy and paste that in the chat. So you can go to facebook.com, search for a friend that lives in one of those states. The states, again, are West Virginia, Arizona, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. And you are going to just send them a quick message asking them to take action with us.
Well, I'm going to be quiet for a moment while we all take these actions.
We are going to move on to Instagram actions. And I was happy to see that about 65% of you are on Instagram, I think it was. Instagram's a great way to reach out to members of Congress and grassroots networks. So it's kind of like combining Twitter and Facebook for their values. So here are some suggestions we're going to provide for how to get active on Instagram. And again, if this is too fast, you can watch the recording and come back and do this. If you don't have an Instagram account yet, and maybe you think it's valuable and worth it to try and set one up, then you can try this again tomorrow once you have the recording. So tips for Instagram. Instagram is photo or video driven. So you need to share a photo or a video in order to post. You can't just go and write copy. Also, Instagram, you cannot share links except for in one place. You should include calls to action with Instagram posts if you're asking your friends to do something. And in order to use links on Instagram, you have to put a link in your bio. So on your profile, you can edit the link as much as you want. So like every day you could change a different link if you wanted to. So you can put the link of whatever the action is. So if you're trying to get people to do the CCLUSA.org/White-House, the action where you email President Biden and senators, you can put that link in your Instagram bio. And then you can tell people in your captions, people on Instagram know when you say link in bio, that means they want you to read the caption and then they want you to go to their profile, to their bio, and they want you to click the link that's in their bio. So link in bio is kind of like a catchphrase that everyone on Instagram knows, because links are not clickable unless they're in your bio. Here is the action. I'm going to go over the instructions and we'll see where we're at with time. So this, you probably are familiar with this image on the screen now. It's the same New York Times article that we shared on Instagram on Monday. So we're asking people to go to CCL's Instagram account to click on that link and go to the Instagram account. And on Instagram, you for Instagram, you can comment and like either on a desktop or on your phone. The app works better than using Instagram on your desktop. And there's a lot more features. So I recommend downloading Instagram on your phone if you have a smartphone. But you can create a profile on Instagram and log in on your computer and leave comments and likes on your computer. But if you want to make a post and share a post on Instagram, you need to do that from your phone. And if you want to share to Instagram stories, you also need to do that from your phone. We have a great training on community on using Instagram. There's Instagram basics training, and there's also an advanced Instagram training. So there's two trainings that I've done on, that are recorded on community. So what we're asking folks to do is to go to like that post, to comment on that post, and then we want folks to try and share that post to stories. So if you've never shared anything to stories before, you can kind of see on the slide, on the next slide, Brett, that there is a little tiny paper airplane icon. And that is what it looks like on your phone. If you want to try, if you go and find this Instagram post on your phone, you can just go to CCL's Instagram account, just search for @CitizensClimate. On your phone and find that post that has Kyrsten Sinema in her mask on the elevator that we've seen the screenshot of many times, and click on the little paper airplane logo, the little picture like on the screen here, and then it'll say, give you a bunch of options. You can send that to somebody in the DM, or you could add that post to your story. And so if you click that, you can just share that story as is. And that's easy and simple and done. Or you could add lots of fun things. Stories I love because they're so visual. They are only around or alive for 24 hours. When you share a story on Instagram, the stories are only accessible in there for 24 hours. Okay, so we have trainings, advanced Instagram training, talks about how do you share stories. So if you didn't get to that part yet, I recommend if you're interested in learning how to share stories, this really does help CCL. And especially if you tag at Citizens Climate in your stories, I'll see that on our Instagram. And then I'll share your story to CCL story. Thousands of people will see it. So we love when volunteers tag us in Instagram stories. So I do want to move along just because I want to make sure we get to all of the actions, but come back to this training for advanced Instagram and learn how to use stories if this is something you're interested in and you weren't able to do quickly right now. This action, look up who your, what your senator, tag them in a CCL post, as in like a comment, or so like you can go and tag them in this story with Democrats considering adding carbon pricing to budget reconciliation, or you can create your own fresh post with a photo or a video or whatever, and you can tag your senators in the caption, and then their staffers will get a notification of your comment in our post or your tag in your own fresh post, and they'll be able to see what you say and what you're asking them to do. And there is a place, if you're interested, I should have shared this with you all when we were talking about tagging folks in on Twitter, but there is a place where you can look up all the Twitter and Instagram account names for your members of Congress, your representatives and your senators. And I just put that in the chat. So you might want to bookmark that website so you can just go and easily find your member of Congress and what their handle is on Twitter or on Instagram. Okay, so an example of things to write would be thinking about, first of all, is your senator Democrat or Republican, and keeping that in mind what your ask is of them. So we put the asks here on the slide. Blue and purple states would have one ask, and red states, if you have, you know, a Republican senator, there is an ask on the slide here. An explanation of what it is that you could ask for them to do. Okay, so we're going to talk about TikTok actions, but I want to make a pitch to all of you. TikTok was not one of the more popular places where folks are, but I want to make a pitch to all of you to please consider joining TikTok, and I will tell you why in a moment. It's a great place to reach a large audience, young people, and they are action oriented. So this platform, TikTok, is really like a great opportunity for CCL to get people to take actions. There's a lot of actions you can take and a lot of things you can do on TikTok if you set up an account, but you don't ever have to post videos if you don't want to. So if you don't want to put videos, you don't want to talk, you don't want to dance, you don't want to sing, you don't want to do any of those things, you don't have to. You can create an account on your computer and watch, like, and comment on videos from your computer, but the best experience is from a phone, and that's how you can share. So we recommend downloading the app for that reason. So encouraging folks to give it a try. We do have a TikTok training I did a couple weeks ago. It's fresh. TikTok is a really fun place. It's my favorite app now. Love it so much more than Facebook. TikTok is such a nicer place, just a happier place. And people take actions there. So the TikTok action is gonna be, number one, we want you to try and download the app. And the reason that I'm asking folks to download the app is because TikTok recently changed its algorithm and it's making it harder for CCL's videos to go viral. Because first, TikTok shows our videos now to only our followers. And if our followers like the video and engage with the video and comment on the videos and share the videos, then TikTok will say, oh, this video must have good stuff in it. So like, we're gonna show it to more people that don't follow CCL's account. And that will help us get a ton more engagement. If you're on TikTok and you're watching our videos and you're liking them and commenting on them and sharing them. And if we don't have more people engaging with it early on, then those videos kind of languish. In the past, we've had some videos go viral reaching tens of thousands of young people, and they took action and contacted their senators and their reps. We saw drastic numbers increase like overnight from our TikTok videos causing people to email their senators. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. So we're asking folks to consider creating a TikTok account and profile, and there's instructions on how to do that here. And then you can go and follow and like CCL's account, and then engage with our content. This was me doing a video talking about that New York Times article from Friday, saying, like, breaking down the news. It was like about a 2 minute long video. And you can see this video has only gotten 283 watches. So 283 eyeballs have seen this video, or sets of eyeballs have seen this video. And so with all the folks on the call tonight, you know, you all could download TikTok. You can go and watch this video, and that helps more people. When you all watch the video and you watch it all the way through, TikTok says this must have been a good video because they stayed to the end. So literally just watching the videos and watching them all the way through helps us. You don't have to do anything else, but just clicking on our videos and watching them all the way through helps. You know what? Sometimes, because I'm trying to help our videos do better, I will just go on my personal account and watch the video and leave it play for like 5 minutes while I like walk my dogs, or, you know, go fold the laundry real quick. I'll just let the video keep playing over and over again so that it kind of tricks the algorithm that people really like this video. They're watching it a lot. So there's also options in the TikTok training where I talk about how you share the video. You can click on the little arrow that points to the right, and you can share it in a text message. You can share it on Twitter. You can share it on Instagram. You can share it on Facebook. And sharing videos to other platforms tremendously helps us. So TikTok is like, has huge opportunity for us to go viral in a grassroots way for more people to take actions. So LinkedIn, again, is a networking platform. It's a great way to connect with grass tops and businesses. Anybody notice how we've talked about lobbying? We've talked about grassroots and grass tops. So the only things I left out were media and group development, but we talked about three of our levers tonight. And so LinkedIn is great with grass tops and networking. So it's a business tool. So just keep that in mind and think about your tone with professionalism. And we want you to share content that might be interesting to businesses. So like maybe when you hear about like the Chamber of Commerce supporting carbon pricing, like that's a good thing to share on LinkedIn. So we have a LinkedIn post, it's in the slides, and we want you to like the post and leave a comment and then share it to your LinkedIn timeline and network. That's a pretty straightforward action. And again, like the post, comment on the post, and share the post with your network. So just like two more things. If you enjoyed talking about actions on social media, I'm going to pitch the social media action team. I hope you'll join the social media action team. If you like social media, it's a Facebook group, and we have a community page, action team forums and whatnot. You can ask questions. And we, CCL staff, myself and Flannery, will suggest like high reward, high impact actions you can take on social media to help propel us to the finish line for getting a carbon price passed. So consider joining that. And then just one last thing, consider your tone and values for CCL when you're on social media. Always try and be respectful, show appreciation, gratitude. You find yourself getting angry or defensive because someone's crapping on our policy of choice. That's a time. That's a cue to take a break, take a walk, play with your pet, and like let the angst roll over you and pass you, and then go back and engage on social media in a CCL like way. Just like we would have you find respect and appreciation for a member of Congress. We can further leverage our advocacy on social media during budget reconciliation. We're doing this now because we've never been closer to passing a carbon price. Holy cow, you guys, we can do this. Like, we could have 50% reduction by 2030. Oh my goodness. We didn't think we were ever going to see this. It's been so long. We've been working, and now we're almost there. Follow these actions and try out some of these approaches on the platforms you feel comfortable on. encourage your co-volunteers, friends, family, everyone you know to try these out too. I'm happy if folks have questions, if you email me. My email is ashley@citizensclimate.org. But thank you for your attention, and back over to you, Brett.
Thank you, Ashley, for fitting in a wonderful top 10 countdown and obviously just having this really creative approach to putting all of this into action.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.